This is Winners and RSN 927. Let's find out about track work this morning. And out at Flemington, Warren Huntley was there. How are you, Warren, and how was your morning?
Yeah, it's a good morning out there, Nards. I'm sure it'll start ramping up even more in the next few weeks, obviously gearing up into the spring. But we're starting to see some of the better horses getting ready, particularly at jump outs and a bit in the gallops this morning. And certainly the nominations for Saturday indicate that we're getting the better quality of horses and getting into the spring.
OK, well, let's talk first of all about some from the jump outs, one of them being Thrillster for Team Causton's, who's going particularly well.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race, the Cosette, as will the Vane for the boys, the now turned three-year-olds on Saturday. But she couldn't be going any better. She had a little bit of a test late in her jump out on Friday, ran good time for the morning and won her jump out by a couple of lengths. That's her second quite impressive jump out in recent weeks, and what she's done on race day has been impressive so far. So we learn a bit about how these horses have spelled and when they come back under race conditions. But what we've seen as a two-year-old and now what we've seen of her leading into it, I think we can expect to see a good run from Thrillster at Caulfield on Saturday.
OK, so Thrillster should be ready to show something fresh. Also, there are a couple of others that went around in a pretty quick jump out too that are probably worth following through the prep.
Yeah, and maybe not for this Saturday, but just gearing up. Two from the Lindsay Park operation, Fartanar and Tulip, and Fartanar showed his customary speed to roll along and win his jump out, and it was the quickest of the morning. Had a little bit of a freshen up since a disappointing run, Creativity, from the Ellett and Zara camp. She went nicely in the same jump out, and just behind them was Tulip. So I think ticks for all of them in terms of how they're performing, but certainly Fartanar looks to have lost none of his zip from that trip to Dubai and back.
Okay, so there's a few there to follow. Palmatier had a tick over jump out last Friday.
Look, I think worth mentioning now, she's drawn wide tomorrow, but she was so good winning at Sandown at her most recent run. She was an emergency the Saturday meeting at Moonee Valley recently and didn't get a run, and Chris Waller just elected to tuck her in behind them in a jump out on Friday just to give her, in some, you know, I suppose, the competitive nature of the jump outs. And she was under pretty strong restraint just in behind horses that are of a good quality, and she trialled really nicely. And that hillside circuit at Sandown tomorrow is certainly going to suit her balancing up and working home. She's got a wide barrier draw, but if they do choose to run, I think she can be ridden to really run on strongly. She looked to have plenty of spring in her step and really wanted to quicken, but just was saving that energy for race day, I think, in the jump outs last Friday. She's lost nothing since that impressive victory last start.
And Overstep looks to be holding its condition okay.
Yeah, she likes to roll along a little bit in her gallops. She had what I'd call a maintenance gallop this morning, and the rider had the task of just not wanting her to do too much. She was freshened up and came back to win down the straight last start. I think there's a couple of options for her. Not sure which way the stable might go at Caulfield on Saturday, but she's just holding together really well and was keen to get on with it this morning, but the rider was there to sort of make sure she didn't do too much in that gallop, and just a nice easy gallop over 1,000 metres, only home in about 27 or so, just not much quicker than even time, but she'll be nice and fresh heading to Caulfield on Saturday.
And what about Setsuna?
Yeah, well, Gay Waterhouse is starting to build her team down here, and Setsuna's arrived with some good form, obviously a winner at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day, and looks to be forward, and Gay was down to see her team go through their paces this morning, and Setsuna had a nice gallop over 1,000 metres. She certainly could have gone quicker, only 24 and a half or so her last 400 metres, so she looks ready to go too and head to the races on Saturday, and looks to be coming to hand really well.
All right, so that's Setsuna, and what about Ollivander?
He's been trialling up nicely in recent weeks, and I think two recent jump outs under the belt for Ollivander, and not one for a week or so. Down the straight was his last one just over a week ago, and he just galloped over 800 metres this morning, quickened up nicely his last 400 metres. Gee, that's going to be a good race, the Vane Stakes, Nards. I haven't seen Tony Nicone since his jump out down the straight. I think he might be the benchmark, but Ollivander's coming to hand really well. And for a horse I saw this morning, I think he's in great shape to run first up.
And True Excelsior will resume over the weekend.
Yeah, and she's going really well. It's not for one of the feature races, but if you can find the winner of them, that's what we want to be doing. She's flying, Nards, and her gallop this morning was probably the sharpest of the morning. Nice and quick over 1,000 metres. As a benchmark, 78 for her I think it is, at Caulfield on Saturday, and she's really nice and fresh and ready to run well. Loved her work this morning.
And also Lord Barrington.
He's just holding together really well. He's reliable in the right grade of race, and he's been running well. No reason to think he won't run well again. Caulfield's a track where he's won Saturday grade previously, and just a nice maintenance gallop this morning, just quickened up nicely at the end of his gallop over 1,000 metres.
And was there anything else of note from the morning?
Just remember the name, I think, is holding together well enough from the Danny O'Brien stable. She raced through the series leading into the Silver Bowl final. She's held her condition and her form there. And a race over 1,700 metres for her at Caulfield on Saturday. She just seems to be thriving on her workload and her racing program. Doesn't look to have trained off at all.
Okay, so there's another one to add. What about the star workers? Who can we get some money out of, Warren?
Look, I think Thrillster's going really well from the jump outs last Friday, Nards. In the short term, I think Palmateer can run well for the Wallace stable tomorrow. I think, didn't see him, but Tony Nicone's just the benchmark, I think, for the Vane Stakes on Saturday. And for races of slightly lesser quality, both True Excelsior and Lord Barrington seem to be in their right races at Caulfield on Saturday.
Okay, Warren, thank you.
Thanks, Nards.